Message number 743. Your transition from this earth into my new kingdom will be painless instant and will be so sudden that you will barely be able to take a breath. Wednesday, March 27, 2013 at 11:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, come all of you and join with me in remembrance of the day when you were given the great gift of redemption. Good Friday must be remembered as the day when the gates of paradise were finally opened to welcome God's children from their exile from Him. My death secured for you a future you would never have had my Father not sent me as the Messiah. My body was crucified, but my death brought you life. In this the time for my second coming, my body will endure the same crucifixion, only this time it will be my church, my mystical body, which will suffer. You must know that I would never allow the crucifixion of my church to destroy the faith of God's children. So now I call on every person, every creed, every color, and every race to listen to me. You will soon experience all the signs on earth which will prove to you that you are the creation of God. You will know soon that you will never die if you call out to God's mercy. The future for all of you who accept that you are a cherished child of God is bright. I invite you, your family and friends, to join in my kingdom and eat from my table. Your transition from this earth into my new kingdom will be painless instant and will be so sudden that you will barely be able to take a breath before its beauty is revealed to you. Please do not fear my second coming if you love God. God loves you. I love you. The Holy Trinity will embrace the earth and all those who accept my hand of mercy and who show remorse for their sinful lives will be safe. The strong in faith amongst you will be taken swiftly. The time for those who lag behind, lacking in faith, and who find it impossible to reach out to me will be longer. You, my faithful followers, will have to help the weak and those who are lost. My mercy is so great that I will give all those souls the time needed to take them into the eternal life I have promised all. Never feel downhearted when all seems hopeless as sin continues to devour the souls of the weak. We must work in union to save those who are so far removed from me that very little will entice them into my arms. Through your love for each other, miracles will be used to convert those lost souls. This is my promise to you. Prayer and much of it will be part of your duty to me to save those souls from the terrible end which is being planned by Satan against God's children who he detests. He must not be given these souls. My call is for everyone. These messages do not exclude any religion. Instead, they are given to each child of God with great love, as you are all equal in his eyes. Be at peace and trust in the love of God. Your Jesus.